Can we take this at least? There are things that we must sort out going forward as a matter of principle. If we make decisions, one, that documents must be circulated on time, can we be respected on that? So that we allow members to participate. Number two, DDG and your team and advocate, if we say something must be done, we must be alerted it has not been done. Because if it is not written, it's not written. I gave an instruction last week that the proposed amendment on transformation should have been here now. I'm from an old school. It's either it's done or not done. If it is not done, I will not ask you why, because it's not done. But if it is done and on time, like this one is not on time, we'll be in a position to deal with it. The other issue is the question of the legal opinion. We will not be able to afford, again, that a deadline is promised and a deadline is ignored. Those are just matters of principle, and we should not actually even engage on them. And the decision I've made is that this legal opinion, so that there are no further delays on this important work, it will be circulated before the deadline. But by the time we leave here, I want a definitive date. Because if those instruments are not available, honorable members, you will not be able to make rational and cogent decisions. You'll be disempowered. So that at least in an instance when we don't get these documents in time, we call off the meeting. Because receiving documents in a meeting, I can tell you, is unacceptable. Very unacceptable. It has been happening. And that method of work is not the right method of work. You can have views, but the reality is unfair to members, very unfair, that they must apply their minds within a short period. Are we together, comrades? It's matters of principle, not negotiations. We're now on page 41. We'll take clause 26. It ends on page 42. And then the team from CIFS and DTI, you just have an indication when we have concluded the proposed amendment in writing, because I want us to circulate. If we still have time, we should be in a position to have members doing a reflection. If we don't have time, when I do my concluding remarks at the end of the work we'll have done, will be clear to say what are the decisions we've taken, what are the deadlines, and the roadmap, because it's very important. The school of thought says before a long journey, you have a conversation about the journey. We have all the things you need for the journey. And after the journey has been completed, Comrade Williams, you pause, you look at the vista, you reflect. That's how the conclusion always, I make the conclusion. It's about pausing after a long journey, look at the vista, how far have we come, and then from there we can take a night. Is it okay, Comrade the Secretariat? It's agreed. Thank you. Page 41 to page 42, Advocate, we're still on the right side. Thank you.
Chair, may I just make a proposal in respect of the issue of the broad-based act? With all due respect, I did not understand the instruction as you have indicated it. My notes indicated that we had to remove transformation as prescribed and bring back the BEE Act, and we had to go and look at other acts applicable. Discussions now from the questions from members, I don't think it is something that we can give you wording by the end of this meeting. I think there are, because even amongst ourselves now, we did not agree on what the committee wants. From Margot and myself, I understand now that the committee wants elements of transformation to be clearly indicated in the bill, perhaps other legislation that could be applicable. So I think that there's just going to be a little bit more work that has to be done, and I would request that we maybe rather bring that wording back to the committee next week, Tuesday.
Maybe what we'll do, solicitor to assist you, don't bring work that will reject. Before we conclude, as colleagues in the committee, we will discuss some of the elements ourselves to say what are the elements you will have to look at. On the basis of our views, then you will find how to craft it. Because we are at a stage where in as much as we need to do the work in a proper way, but there are people who are suffering, the more we can conclude important work. But we can't conclude half-baked work. We must also do the balancing. Therefore, before I conclude, comrades, in the meantime, what are these transformation imperatives you want to look at? Subject them to a discussion here, the minimum ones. Not, I don't mean in terms of the quantum. I mean the elements. Like, for an example, we're not discussing them now, Comrade Tiffin. We'll come back to them. So that we get these things that we need. But the other thing, Advocate, I would advise, if we make a decision, you as the Secretariat or supporting team and DTI, we are not clear, bounce off with the chair. Bounce off with the chair. Don't assume. Because if you had bounced off these issues, one will have clarified to say what was the decision. Mina, I have a funny way of how I chair. Before we start, I say, how are we going to do? When we conclude, I don't want someone to have a confusion how we concluded. Even today, we'll do the same. How have we concluded? So that we're on the same page. Are we fine, comrades? Thank you. Take us on an advocate on page 41 and 42, your clause 26.
Thank you, Jim. We are now dealing then with section 23 of the Act, and section 23 of the Act deals with infringement in general, and what we are providing here is just in respect of civil remedies on the issue of digital. So in other words, the Act did not at this point in time provide for digital in this specific section, so we are now expanding that to include digital in paragraphs B and C.
Your Excellency, there has not been any change on what you have said in the past. Are you okay? Comrade Lerat, are you okay? Agreed to? Agreed. We're on page 47, clause 27. It goes to page 43. It also will go to your page 44. It ends at a B there. Advocate, take us through.
Thank you, Chair. This clause amends section 27, and again, what it does is section 27 deals with penalties in respect of infringement of copyright, and now because this bill brings in the digital protection, we now just make provision in this section on penalties for the infringement of technological protection measures, and then over on page 43, it just expands on what would be the infringement and the fact that these infringements would also constitute an offence, and then what the fine for that and the penalty for that would be. Paragraph B is just amending the fine so that you have a minimum of 5% of annual turnover here, and then again subsection 9, how to determine your annual turnover. And then paragraph B is that discretion that we are giving on page 44, that discretion that we are giving to the courts if this minimum sentence that we propose, if there are just and substantial compelling circumstances to give a lesser sentence, and what the magistrate should do.
Your Excellencies, you did have a long discussion about maximum and minimum. Remember the issues of offences? And then the courts allowing them to have a discretion depending on the gravity. Are we still on the same page? Honourable Tlangwane, should we proceed? Agreed to? Agreed. Page 44, clause 28, it goes to 45, and then it would go to page 46, and then it will also go to, it ends with advocate. It ends on 47, if I'm not mistaken.
Chairperson, clause 28 is only on page 44, so if I could only deal with 28 first. What this deals with is just to make, it deals with importation, and when will you not be able to import something into South Africa, and when will that importation be infringement? So what we have done here is to say that if in another country that copy that was made there was made with the permission of the copyright owner, with their authorization, then that copy may be imported.
Excellencies, you see where the changes are being made, especially where highlighted in blue, clause 28. In the absence of offence agreed to, agreed. We are now on page 44, clause 29. It goes to page 45. It goes to page 46. It ends in the middle of page 47. Advocate, take us through.
Chair, what we're dealing with now is then this whole clause deals with prohibited conduct in respect of technological protection measures. So 28O on page 44 at the bottom there is the specific issues that are prohibited in respect of technological protection measures. 28P on page 45 deals with exceptions that would relate to the technological protection measures. Over on page 46, 28Q there deals with the enforcement of the Act by the Commission in respect of referring matters to the tribunal and so on. And then 28R deals with prohibited conduct in respect of copyright management information. Remember, that's the other leg of the digital protection. And then over on the next page, then similarly 28S, your exceptions in respect of copyright management information.
Your Excellencies and colleagues, the matter looks clearer. Views agreed to, agreed. We are now on page 47, clause 30, until it ends at the top of page 48, at number 7. Advocate.
This clause deals with the tribunal. So on page 47, it is the establishment of the tribunal. Members will remember we even had inputs from Department of Justice on this matter. So on page 48, it's the next clause, but it's still the tribunal. So it's clauses 30 and 31 that deals with the tribunal, the functions of the tribunal. Going further on page 49, in respect of the removal and suspension of members of the tribunal, 29C speaking about conflict and disclosure of interest by members of the tribunal, 29D on page 50, how the proceedings of the tribunal will work, 29E, and how hearings before the tribunal will proceed, and then over on page 51, what would be the rights in respect of participation in a hearing, and then what would be the powers of the member of the tribunal when they preside at a hearing. 29H at the bottom there deals with the orders of the tribunal, so what are the orders that the tribunal can make, and it goes over onto page 52, and that is then where that clause ends.
Your Excellencies, the issues around tribunal in clause 30 and 31, we had a long bite on these matters and exhausted it. Is there still any other matter? Matter clause, clause 30 and 31. Now we're on page 52 dealing with clause 32. And clause 32 is repealed. And then there's an amendment. We'll deal with clause 33. Advocate. Clause 33 will be on page 52 to 53, and the other issues the advocate will deal with them.
Thank you, Chair. Clause 33 amends section 39 of the Principal Act, which deals with regulations. So all that this does is to bring in all those regulations now that we've required the Minister to prescribe, like processes for the tribunal, the compulsory and standard contract terms, what the permitted acts would be for circumvention of technological protection measures, royalty tariffs over on page 53 now, The royalty tariffs for various forms of use, prescribing the percentage and period within distribution of royalties must be made by collecting societies, so in others in relation to collecting societies as well, how unclaimed royalties should be dealt with, and then it ends there with subsection 2, to just provide that before the minister may make these regulations, there must be a period of 30 days for public comment.
And is one of the things Comrade Kachala insisted, so that the minister doesn't seem to act without consultation. Are we okay on clause 33, Honorable Mbuyane? Agreed to? Agreed. Well, on page 53, clause 34, it ends there in the same page, 34.
Thank you, Chair. This clause
53, I mean.
34, clause 34 deals with Section 39B, it's a new section that's being inserted, and it deals with unenforceable contract terms. And what this actually simply does is that it does not, it prevents an author from signing away a right that this Act gives it, gives them. So if a term of a contract prevents or restricts anything that this Act allows or renounces a right, then that term is unenforceable. Just to remind members that it means that this term is unenforceable in law. So an author may still go with it. It could be a gentleman's agreement. But if it goes to court, the court will regard it as unenforceable and will not give judgment in accordance with that contract. And then just to make clear that it does not interfere with open licenses and voluntary dedication of a work to the public domain.
Clause 35 is the schedule. And we're not discussing the schedule.
Schedules, both schedules. Part A, it's one schedule, but Part A and Part B. We did not receive any comments on these, so it appears, save for the technical amendments and technical corrections that we had to do on them. There were no concerns with them. It seems that most of the public agreed with them. So this relates to both translation licenses and reproduction licenses, and that then goes through all the way to clause 36, which is on page 62.
Thank you very much, Your Excellencies. You've done your work. We'll have to assist colleagues. Remember the question of transformation? At this point, I don't want us to fight over it. I just want to say, what is your input in terms of the elements they need to consider, the team? Honorable Mbuyane?
I think I've got only two elements. One is in terms of the ownership and also in terms of management. Those are the two current. Thanks.
Comrade Mbuyane suggests that one of the issues is to say who owns the society. It's one element. The other element, who's managing it? Because a collecting society is an organization. It has a particular structure. Therefore, the management is more about the participation issues. Is there any other element you want them to think of? I will take Honorable Mkwati, then Honorable Hlamini, you also have to come in.
Chair, I want to check, why is it that we're excluding equity on those requirements that we think of?
There is a view that equity is more about representativity. Just look at the representativity issues. And then any other matter, Comrade Lange?
No, Chair, I have nothing from my side, but I was in agreement with the two comrades on the issues that they have raised.
Can we conclude, if there is no other view, that when you look at this thing, advocate, these are the elements they want you to look at. In the meantime, can we just get a written confirmation for members that indeed the commission says what we thought of the BE for a collecting society in writ is not applicable? That's one. And then number two, these elements we're speaking about, these three elements that they've given now, just please note, they are applicable in most of the transformative legislation. One of the transformative legislation is the Employment Equity Act, and there are a number of others. That's why we don't want you to be naming them advocate at this point. That's why we say, let's just give you only the elements. Because these elements, Comrade Kachalane, they are only given from a view that these other imperatives in the BEE Act in terms of the scorecard are not applicable if it is regarded not as an enterprise. Ne? Is there still an element, Lerato, that you want to include? I don't have any other business on my agenda. No, Lerato. Ima. Ufunungena nje phakathi kwe-agenda, Comrade Lerato. No. As manager, the process is igqibezele. I will come back, Comrade Lerato. Can we just, so that we are on the same page, advocate? There are clauses. Lerato, I will come back to you. Sis, let me conclude this matter because I don't want when you come back next week, comrades, I don't want when we come back again, we want to discuss the terms of this journey. Let's conclude the journey well. There was clause 3 that we raise as a matter that the legal opinion, when it comes, clause 3 is going to be an issue that we need to have a view that it is being done well. Clause 3 is on page 6 of your document. Is the whole of clause 3, colleagues. Please read it. Even if you want to do your own political consultation, by the time you come back, you will have done that exercise. We go to clause 5. Clause 5, we have concluded in principle everything except clause 5, subsection 7. Please, members. We go to clause 7. On clause 7, we agreed on everything in principle except that clause 7, subsection 7, advocate, you just please so that my conclusion is okay, is the one that remains. But the rest, no, let me use the right word. Clause 7, 7A, subsection 7. Please read it that way. Clause 7, 7A, subsection 7. I go to clause 9. Clause 9, you will find clause 9 on page 14, 15, something. We have looked at everything except clause 9, subsection 5. Clause 9, subsection 5 is the only matter on this one you will discuss. The issues that are referred on clause 6, there were more issues of editing. We will go to clause 13. On clause 13, we said it's the whole section, advocate, ne? It's the whole section. It looks bulky, but when you go back, you look at your notes and for your readiness to engage when the opinion comes. Remember, it's an element we got feedback around exceptions and limitations. Not everything there, but that clause 13 with respect to limitation limitation and exceptions, so that when you engage, we are more than ready to be able to do that. I move to the clause 22. On clause 22, you will find it on page 31. We have looked at the whole clause 22, except the only matter that is coming back is clause 22B. Because it's linked to clause 3. Is linked to your clause 3. The rest was dealt with. The last one is clause 23. On clause 23, we have dealt with everything on page 33 except 23 subsection B. I hope we have taken the notes so that when you come back and input, we should be okay. We also dealt with the question of the BEE. The question of the BEE is on page 36 on the collecting society on the matters of accreditation. Is 22B subsection 4 subsection C. And now this is where we'll have a new wording. A wording that will try to demonstrate the element of ownership, management, and representativity. Those are the ones you raised. How do we take this work forward? On the 13th of November 2018, next week, the committee will consider the legal opinion on the constitutionality of the specific clauses as identified. Clause 3, 5, 7, 9, 13, 22, and 23. There is a possibility that without us having the opinion now, there is a likelihood that after hearing the opinion, you as members of this esteemed committee, you will have to then propose specific amendments for consideration after having sight of the opinion. If the amendments are proposed and they are accepted, then we will require that our technical team again, they must effect these changes for consideration. That's a process. After the team, they will have effected these changes for consideration. On the same day, our secretariat will submit the bill to CREDA for further proofs on Tuesday, the 13th of November. And we must note that the committee then will formally consider the bill after we have had the final version of the bill before it. In other words, the proofreading in terms of CREDA is going to be very important, that by the time it comes here, it has been done in terms of accuracy. It should ensure that the version is correct so that when you do the ATC and then it is available for consideration by the National Assembly. Therefore, because then on the 13th, you will receive the opinion, you will make your views on the basis of the opinion, changes must be made. Therefore, on the 13th, you will not be able then to have the final version of the bill. Therefore, what will happen now is that the outstanding clauses will come back, will go for the proofreading on CREDA. Then on the 14th of November, the technical team, you will have to do the proofreading. You do the proofreading. And then on the 15th of November, we should then be able to consider the final version and the report. Comrade Kachala, let me finish. I'm just giving the roadmap. Therefore, we can meet from the 13 to the 1400 or 1400 to 1600, but we'll need to repeat this. But we'll need, there's going to be a delay. Comrade Kachala, we can't conclude on the 13th, but we should be able to conclude the 14th or the 15th. But you have very tight deadlines, the team, very tight deadlines. And we have never failed us before. We expect you to do that. There is a matter I want on record. When are we getting the opinion circulated? I don't want it circulated in the meeting. I don't want the opinion circulated in the meeting because not all of us are legal people. Some of us, we studied some funny things, but important things. Might be fun, but important. can we have this circulated on Monday to all members so that at least within the tight timelines, what time can we agree it will be circulated? DTG Advocate, what time can we look at before?
Chair, we will ensure that it's circulated before midday on Monday.
Let's say before 2 o'clock Monday. And if we don't get the legal opinion, we'll call off the meeting. I can tell you we have reached a stage now that members must satisfy themselves. And there is a likelihood that when the opinion comes, it might say one or two issues are issues. Then we expect that the bill, after we've done the process, will come in, then clause by clause again. That time of a clause by clause is more for adoption now, where people can say we agree. If there is no consensus, we chose democracy. I'm doing it on the 14th. Is No. Oh, I'm being told, though the secretary says on the 15th to me. Comrades, this time around, buckle up. The flight can't stop in mid-air. There are people there. No, comrades. We have won like a comrade, William. Now we want to go. And then the bill then can be scheduled for debate the following week on the 19th. Thus, I'm at a stage, I'm calling it, it's time to pause, reflect, look at the vista, but we should not ponder before we're catch up by the rains, the storms coming. That's the process. Are we still together? Comrade Subcommittee Chair, what was concluding your work? I see your hand is up. Comrade Lerato, I will check you, Comrade Mbuya.
Chair, thank you so much, and also to thank the team for where we are up to today. And the question, because I remember on the subcommittee, we dealt with issues of rectification, and those were logistics of the department to say how far are you, just to brief the committee on how far are you with the rectification of WIPO on copyright and the Marrakesh and those one of performers for the, yeah. So those are information maybe on next week you can come and say this is how far, because those were issues that should have been done.
Don't change our program. You can propose an item.
It's just because it's very important for us for them to do collecting the money without us rectifying the
issue. Let's use the issue implementation readiness.
Yes. Yeah, we are right, Chair. That was the input, Chair.
Comrade Mbuyane. Hey, comrades, you're still in a committee. No?
This committee's tendencies.
No, behave, comrades. Let's conclude.
Chair, I was checking in terms of the clause by clause on the 13th and the approval will be on the 15th. I'm not so sure whether we'll also go clause by clause before approve or we'll go clause by clause then on the 15th we just approve.
No. We said on the 15th we're receiving the legal opinion. The 13th, I mean. And the legal opinion is going to be delivered to you on the 12th before 2 o'clock so that you do what you are supposed to do politically. When you come in, you have a serious consideration of the issues that have referred you to. Remember the clauses, the seven clauses. And if you after we have done reflection, if it necessitates any amendments, then these amendments will go back to the drafting team to effect them. Parallel to that, the proofreading by CREDA, or in terms of CREDA submission, that's the process we'll do. And remember, we have also added this thing of accreditation, the issues of the transformation imperative that just must be there on that scene. That's what you look on, only on the 13th. And then when the package is ready, on the 15th, we'll do clause by clause. It's an adoption of the report. That day, no Scranton. Focus, discipline, single-mindedness. If you don't agree, democracy prevails. That's how we chose the path. This is the South African dream. That's the path we chose. And the other matters, we can deal with them. Now I have a program here. No, the program has been approved, comrades. They will just recirculate so that you plan well. We don't have problems. We have agreed that on Friday we are not doing this. Remember, we took a decision yesterday. Today we have concluded what we have agreed. No, yeah. Comrades, don't open another meeting. We can call the meeting on Friday if you do so. Tomorrow we are dealing with the Performance Protection Bill. It's tomorrow. That's what we agreed. And remember, the time is after hours. No. There was a time. It depends on the progressive nature and revolutionary nature you have demonstrated over the last few days. If you do well, and not only well, but focus. But tomorrow we're dealing with that. And tomorrow, if you come in, comrades, tomorrow we're only receiving the things you said. You got permission in the house. They were sent out. Tomorrow we're receiving to say, what are the views that came back? Advocate and the team, they will be assisting, and DTI will also say what are their views. We are not all over the show. Comrades, no, please. Comrades, tomorrow only that. And then after it has been done, the next step, they are actually going to affect your views in terms of the bill itself. How does it look like? So that at least you can be able to do that. The meeting tomorrow is at E249, eh? What time? At 1400. Yeah. And, comrades, don't ask me, man. This afternoon, we're going for, they were asking questions in the house. And remember last week, the BRRR was not able to proceed because the numbers were not adequate and the matter was deferred to, and then today is on the agenda of the House. Therefore, a decision is going to be made, and I'm told, unless something else came through a secretariat, there is no declaration. It was done. We are not declaring, ne? It's just going to be read. Ungafuni declaration kachala. We have declared before. No declaration. On behalf of the acting chair and all of us, we want to thank you and for a meeting and your participation. Our meeting is adjourned 1 hour, 35 minutes before. Your method of work was progressive. I thank you. Congratulations.